producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's Reverend's Fix that we're doing kind of a fun thing today, which for those of you who listen to the program, you're going to say, well, of course she would do that. It's a documentary about why I hate Facebook, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. But I think you'll get a kick out of it. About whether you love Facebook or not, I think you'll get a kick out of it. All right, in this day in history, in 1869... I remember it well. In New Brunswick, New Jersey, Rutgers defeats Princeton. Princeton was then known as the College of New Jersey. 6-4 in the first official intercollegiate American football game. Rah, rah, rah. 1869, they were already playing football. In 1913, Mahatma Gandhi is arrested while leading a march of Indian miners in South Africa. Hard to believe it's 102 years ago. Peaceful demonstrations, right? In 1935, Edwin Armstrong presents his paper. This is for Trevor and Manny. A method of reducing disturbances in radio signaling by a system of frequency modulation to the New York section of the Institute of Radio Engineers. Woo-hoo. And the rest is history, right?
Oh, all right.
FM. As opposed to AM. Amplitude modulation frequency as opposed to frequency. Modulation. There you go. See? You thought I didn't know any of that.
No, I didn't.
But, oh, you did? You
I
thought I did?
You. I believed in you.
There you go. Right, in 1935, the first flight of the Hawker Hurricane with its K5083 first prototype. I have no idea what that means. What is the Hawker Hurricane? Let's find out.
It's a plane.
Well, I assume that. But, I mean, why is it a big deal?
It's a British
plane. Single-seat fighter aircraft that was designed and predominantly built for the Royal Air Force. Though it was overshadowed by the submarine Spitfire, the aircraft became renowned during the Battle of Britain, accounting for 60% of the RAF's air victories in the battle and served in all the major theaters of the Second World War. And if you look at the picture of it, we should have a picture of it on the website, it looks like the Red Baron's plane from Snoopy, which is opening today, the Peanuts movie. It evolved through several versions and adaptations, resulting in a series of aircraft which acted as fighters, bomber interceptors, fighter bombers. They were called Hurra bombers and ground support aircraft. It was also known as the Sea Hurricane, had modifications which enabled operation from ships. Some were converted as catapult-launched convoy escorts known as Hurricats. More than 14,583 Hurricanes were built by the end of 1944. At least 800 converted to Sea Hurricanes and some 1,400 built in Canada. So there you go. It was a big deal for both wars.
Planes are cool.
Planes are cool. They really are. And especially, you know, sort of ones that I mean, it's very nostalgic. If we put a picture of it on the website, it'll look just like the Kershaw, Kershaw Red Baron. I told you the Peanuts movie is coming out today. Speaking of, I don't know, nostalgia, and the same day in 1935, Parker Brothers, that should ring some bells, acquires the Forerunner patents for Monopoly from Elizabeth Maggi. Did you know Monopoly was invented by Maggi? She could have called it Maggi's Monopoly.
Yeah, really. I thought it was invented kind of as a satirical poke at, you know, business at the time, and then it ended up to be kind of a very popular and enduring game.
Yeah, well, it was the landlord's game to illustrate the teaching of the progressive era. An economist,
right.
Henry George, you're right.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it was supposed to do. She was the daughter of a newspaper publisher and an abolitionist who accompanied Lincoln as he traveled around Illinois debating politics. He introduced his daughter to the economist Henry George's writing, specifically Progress and Poverty, after which she became a strong supporter of what at the time was called a single tax system, which is also called Georgism. She worked as a stenographer. She was a short story and poetry writer, a comedian, a stage actress, a feminist, and an engineer. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
She worked as at a newspaper reporter. In 1910, she married at age 44, Albert Phillips. She made the game known as the landlord's game popular with friends while living in Maryland and sought her first patent on it while living there. She applied to the U.S. Patent Office for a patent on a board game which was designed to demonstrate the economic ill effects of land monopolism and use of land value tax as a remedy for them. She was granted a patent in 1904. She moved to Chicago. She formed the Economic Game Company to self-publish her original edition of the landlord's game. Parker Brothers published her humorous card game, Mock Trial. In 1912, the landlord's game was adapted in Scotland by the Newbie Game Company as Brer Fox and Brer Rabbit. Although the instructions claimed it was protected by a British patent, there is no evidence this was actually done. She moved back and patented a revised version in 1924. As her original patent had expired, this is seen as her attempt to reassert control over a game which was now being played at some colleges where students made their own copies. In 1932, her second edition of the Landlord's Game was published by the Ad Game Company in D.C., probably another self-publishing effort. The version was two games in one, as there was an alternative rule for a game called Prosperity. She appeared in a Washington, D.C. newspaper in which she was somewhat critical of Parker Brothers. They agreed to publish two more of her games. They sold her final board game inventions, Bargain Day and Kingsman, in 1937, and a third version of the Landlord's Game in 1939. In Bargain Day, shoppers compete with one another in a department store. I mean, I think that would do very well today. Just call it Bloomies. Kingsman is an abstract strategy game. Few copies of the Parker Brothers version of the Landlord's Game are known to exist, but Bargain Day and Kingsman are less rare. She died in 1948 at 82. Nobody knew that she was... the inventor. It turns out that in 1973, while researching the case, Ralph Anspach uncovered her patents. His research became part of the court record. So think about that. The inventor of Monopoly is a woman, and she got cheated out of basically, it's a little unclear, but it looks like she did get cheated out of something. In 1947, Meet the Press makes its television debut. It went to a weekly schedule on September 12, 1948. In 1965, Cuba and the United States formally agreed to begin an airlift for Cubans who want to go to the United States. By 1971, 250,000 Cubans had made use of this program. Can you say Miami?
Yeah.
In 1999, Australians vote to keep the head of the Commonwealth as their head of state in the Australian Republic referendum. There you go. In 2012, Tammy Baldwin became the first openly gay politician to be elected to the United States Senate. And Trevor and I were talking about this. There were a number of people. I think Barney Frank is out now, isn't it? So I can say that because when I was in Massachusetts, everybody knew he was gay. He didn't make a big deal of it, but he didn't hide it either. But he didn't come out and say, guess what? So I guess she counts as the first one who came out and said, guess what, folks? There are a number of mayors that have come out. I mean, look, it's like 10 to 13% to 16% of the population. I mean, but being the first of anything is really tough. And speaking of which, being the first, Austria says that 100% of its electricity is now generated using renewable sources. Good for Austria. There you go. All right. Since 2002, we've invested $3 billion in eco-electricity from solar parks to renewing hydroelectric stations in the Danube. The state in northeastern Austria now gets 63% of its electricity from hydroelectric, 26% from wind, 9% from biomass, and 2% from solar. They voted against nuclear power. 75% comes from renewables and the rest from fossil fuels. So there you go. So is this the whole state? Austria's largest state. Okay, forgive me. So it's not the whole of Austria. It's its largest state. Which, I mean, I think that's terrific. It shows that you really can do it. It requires a commitment. It requires a long-term commitment. I think Europeans, to a certain extent, we were talking about that with a guest a couple of weeks ago, have a completely different perspective on history than we do. We're such a new country, such a young country, that I think that we want results quickly, and if they don't come quickly, we just lose interest. Shame on us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Or we've been talking so much about the future, whether we're talking about self-driving cars or we're talking about renewable energy resources. I actually had intended something very different about it, with the idea being, do you think that men and women will be treated differently in the future than they are now? And maybe we should just put that up as the question. Because that isn't sort of how I think people interpret it. I said, what things do you hope for the future will offer your children that's not part of today? So let's look at that. But Trevor, let's put up, what differences do you, how will the future treat men and women differently than they do today? How would that be? All right?
Okay.
All right. So let's hear, first of all, do you think things will be different for sons versus daughters, say 20 years from now or 40 years from now or 50 years from now?
I don't think so. I hope not. I mean, I think that we're kind of trending towards, like, a true sense of equality between the genders.
Do you think we're there yet?
No, I don't think we're there yet.
So there would have to be a change for that to have been achieved, yes?
Well, right. I hope that the change is more towards equality and not continue on the same.
Well, it's a good question, and we know in some areas it's true. In things like wage parity, we know it's not true. That it's actually slightly worse than it was 20 years ago, which is a bit alarming. There's been a huge outcry in Hollywood. Everybody from Jennifer Lawrence to I guess Amy Schumer to Meryl Streep have said, "Hey, what's going on here? That that men get paid more, that they're more male executives." That we still have a country that's basically half male and half female, and that's not really reflected any place, except maybe in teaching. But even if you look in teaching, the number of principals, when you understand that there are more female teachers than male teachers at the high school and lower level, elementary school, junior high school, and high school level, and that there are preponderance of male principals, which is where you get promoted to. So, I mean, do you have any sense about why or how or what mechanisms will allow us to move toward more parity?
I think it's just cultural. I think it's just people making decisions and deciding, that it's a value that people be treated, fairly and with equity.
Well, you mentioned something today about the new prime minister in Canada, Trudeau.
I'm excited about this guy. I don't live in Canada. I live in Minnesota, which is, for all intents and purposes, pretty darn close.
It's kind of Canada light.
Canada light.
Or Canada is Minnesota light, one or the other, or both.
Right, exactly. And he was having a press conference and was asked the question why, his cabinet now is half women, and he was asked the question by a journalist, why was it a value to you to make sure that half of your cabinet was female? And he said, because it's 2015, and kind of shrugged his shoulders,
amen.
Duh, which I agree with, like, duh.
And I think that's more and more so. I think my whole thing has always been that the generation of men who are reaching, I guess some of them are basically in their mid-30s, I think mid-30s and younger, maybe a little bit older than that, but not much, have been raised by working mothers. And I think that changes everything. That if you were raised by a mom who went to work, whether she was a single parent or not, it meant that she had adult responsibilities. It meant she had her own money. It meant, presumably, in theory, that housework was shared, that she was an equal partner in financial decisions. And I mean, there was obviously a transition from the Donna Reeds of the 50s to the, let's say if we subtract 40 years, we're talking about in the 70s. So from in that 20 to 25-year period, or maybe even 30-year period, the landscape changed. But most of the changes happened if you look at women's behavior. Women, obviously, were already voting, but they were working, they were in the workforce. They were moving into positions of authority. The pill limited how many children they had, so they could either plan their families or they could have fewer families, which meant that they were better educated, they could work, and I think it changed everything. And I agree, I think that education and economic viability is what will make everything, as you say. And I don't think that means that men become women or women become men. But I think that it means that biology is no longer destiny, that you can, I mean, maybe we're going to have a woman president one of these days. There are other countries that have women running the country, and we're not even talking about Great Britain. And especially, I mean, they're countries that in theory you would expect not to, because they're heavily Catholic countries, Italy and in Ireland.
Germany's not Catholic, but they are very, I don't know, they've had Angela Merkel for a long time.
Yep. Who gave, Obama was caught ogling, ogling. All right, so let's look and see what people said about the future. And hopefully you'll respond. As I said, part of it is, you know, that we need to ask questions. It's not that I want a particular answer. I just want specific answers. So whenever you answer anything on Facebook, on my page, just sort of see the letters Be Specific flashing in front of your little old baby blues. All right, so let's see what people think about the future.
All right. Jude says, no more wars or starvation or lack of water.
Oh, wow. One hopes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're thinking that there really are. Supposedly, we have the abilities to make sure that nobody starves anymore, that there are ways of taking care of food production that don't require, that partially is using the ocean more effectively. Part of it is farming differently so that there's enough to feed everybody. Water, complicated issue. And a lot of people think that the future wars will be fought over water rather than food or anything else or oil. But I don't know. I am one of those people who is kind of optimistic about human behavior, is that we have kind of a nasty side to us, but we also have a creative side that seems to. And I think most people long for peace. I don't think governments do necessarily, but I think individuals do. War doesn't really benefit individuals at all. Okay, what else?
Sally Ann says that parents hold their kids accountable. A lot of people under 25 feel entitled. We need to have a more giving, unselfish, polite generation. I am trying that with my girls. I would do that with boys or girls.
Amen. Yeah. And I think teaching basic courtesy, thinking about somebody else. I just saw a documentary. I was talking with Trevor about it because it has to do with musicians in a small town in Gaza, in Israel. That's called Sderot. And I actually have been there, which was kind of scary because I didn't realize how dangerous it was. If you don't realize, you don't realize. But they get as many as 70 missile attacks that are, because they're half a mile from a Palestinian sort of, it's not even a refugee camp, but they just lob homemade missiles. They're called Qassams. And they said that the real danger is not the bombs themselves, although they're somewhat dangerous, but the shrapnel. And they've been doing it for years. And it's a settlement that has basically poor people in it, that they were people from, that a lot of the people in Israel came from Europe. These are people who came from Africa. And so they were basically poor. They got there later. They're treated as second-class citizens. But they have this vibrant music culture. And the citizens finally decided to support this group of people by getting 10,000 people to go shopping there on a weekend when the government wasn't doing anything. So I have great faith in human beings, not so much governments. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
From the time of the day where we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And my guest today is a little intimidating, to be quite honest, in that he's done a whole lot of reality TV. So he's kind of used to, kind of nutty people, I guess, and sort of inflammatory situations. So I'm just trying to figure out if we're actually going to arm wrestle or have the best time either of us have ever had. I guess we'll know in a couple minutes. My guest is Brent Pinvidic. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, Pinvidic, you got it.
Cool. And he has done a documentary, and you guys, all of you who listen to my program know why I have him on. The name of his documentary is Why I Hate Facebook. All right, Brent, I will just be, this is truth in advertising. I have been an outspoken critic of Facebook for, I think, since Mark Zuckerberg was a baby. And my reasons are very specific, which really don't have a whole lot to do with your movie, but and I really want to talk much more about your movie. But my issues are, first of all, I don't want anybody to know anything about me that I don't tell them, number one. Number two, I think privacy is a virtue to be clutched to our little bosoms tightly. Number three, I think that Facebook has been a backdoor to adultery for an awful lot of marriages. So I have some issues, and to that extent, wouldn't actually do anything about it until about, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where one of my stations called and said, "Brown, don't be a doofus. Facebook, people who used to call radio programs now are doing Facebook. You're putting yourself at a disadvantage." So I have a pretty active Facebook account, but only for my program. So now you know where I stand on Facebook. Let's hear why you decided to, first of all, let's talk about why you hate Facebook.
Well, it's funny. You sound very much like I did going into this documentary. And the documentary is actually called Why I'm Not on Facebook. And I always hated Facebook. But the funny thing was my 12-year-old son had been asking if he can get a Facebook page. I guess people and kids in his school were getting it. And I hated Facebook. And I said, no, you can't have a Facebook. And the more he asked, the more I realized I just didn't have a lot of good reasons that I could back. So as I looked at the situation,
Adultery's probably not going to work on him.
Yeah, exactly. But I decided this would be a great opportunity for me to go and do the documentary that I've always wanted to do. And I found a subject that I really was passionate about, because I really had a burning hatred of Facebook at the time. And I thought I was going to be, like Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes. Like, I'm going to be this great journalist that's going to uncover all these horrible, awful things about Facebook. But as I went through it, I found there was a lot more depth to how Facebook is used and what it says about the people that use it, and particularly what it said about me not using it. And it opened up a lot of other areas that sometimes I wasn't even comfortable getting into, but I'm glad it worked out, and I'm pretty proud of the movie now. So,
well, I think the movie is great fun, and I'm not going to tell people how it ends, but let's go through the process that you go through in the documentary about your 12-year-old. It's interesting when you say that. I have a daughter, and I have no idea whether she's really on Facebook or not. I would guess she is not, but as soon as you and I are finished, I'm going to call up and ask her. But I would not friend her on Facebook. I figured that's her life, her business. Anything she wants me to know, she'll tell me. And I, as a mom, I suppose, and a psychologist, I figure there's a whole lot of stuff that I'm probably better off not knowing than, that if she wants to tell me something or I can figure out something. But it seems to me that reading somebody's Facebook is kind of like reading their diary.
Yes. Yeah, one of the big things of being a parent is social media is real. And
it is
super prevalent, and it's very easy to do, just like what you're saying, is I don't want to get involved. It's going to work out the way it's going to work out. But as I looked into it at every level, you realize that Facebook acts far more as a mirror than it does a catalyst. And that was one of the biggest surprises for me when I did the movie and I started to look at it. I always assumed Facebook was a catalyst for bad things. Everything that was bad that happened on Facebook was because of Facebook. And really, what I found more and more as I went into it is it was actually more of a mirror of the behavior and the lifestyle and the attitude and the sort of the personality of the people using it. Facebook was just a way of showing really who you are, what you do, the type of things you do on a broader scale.
Well, but Brent, I mean, you probably more than most people are really kind of an expert in what happens when you take a private situation and make it public, that an audience does change things.
Yes. And it's funny because, I was very much like you, where I was the last person you would think would not be on Facebook. I'm a very social guy. I love having lots of friends. I'd have more if I could find them. I'm in a television business that is all about Facebook and promotion. It seemed like the natural thing for me. I wouldn't even say I'm an overly private person. I'm a bit of a blabbermouth. So none of it made sense, but there was something that I found so deeply offensive about being on it. And there is something that I liked about saying, I'm not on Facebook. What are you talking about? I liked that as well. So I was very motivated to really tear down Facebook when I went into the documentary. And I think as people see it, they'll realize how balanced it ended up being as a portrait of it. And how it was far less about Facebook itself and more about how you use it. And I say, okay, how you use Facebook says a lot about you, but also by not using it, it says a lot about you too.
All right, before we go into that, because that's probably the bone of contention I have with you, but before we go into that, tell me about your alter ego.
Well, to understand Facebook, because at that point, when I started the documentary, I had never been on Facebook, never seen it other than, you know, clips or something on TV. So I decided if I'm going to understand Facebook and find more about it, I had to become Facebook. So I decided, as I looked at it, it's like, well, there's no Facebook truth police. Nobody's telling you what you can and can't put on there. If I was going to make a Facebook page to explore Facebook, why would I do with my boring life? Why would I make the coolest person ever that ever existed? So I came up with the alter ego, Steve Steele.
Which sounds like a porn name.
NASA working. He's just the coolest guy ever. And I had an entire barrage of great pictures doctored and drummed up to have him be the greatest life ever made. And on Facebook I went, and it was like stunning how many friends I was able to pick up, how fast, how interactive I was with people so quickly. That was also a wild surprise.
Well, but doesn't it occur to you that if you could do that, that maybe other people could do it as well? That there may be
absolutely.
All right. The whole legitimacy factor.
One of the things I say that, like, yeah, most of the stuff out there, you have to, like, you can do anything on Facebook. There's no guidelines. There's no this is true, this isn't true. There's no baseline for that. It's wide open season out there, which is the funny thing. If you look through people's Facebook page, for the most part, it's the greatest version of everything they're doing every day.
Well, and do you see that there was an article that came out yesterday that says Amazon has sued 1,000 people for fake endorsements of products, and that they are actually suing them. So, I mean, my statement has always been that the Internet, exactly as you say, is a tool, and if you got a nail, a hammer is a really good idea. But you don't take a hammer to open a jar, that you don't take a hammer to cut your toenails. That it's a tool and it can be used and misused. But the problem is that things that are true and not true are all in the same time phase. You cannot tell. And for example, Steve Steele. All right, so tell me about one of the kind of. And to be quite honest, I thought I was a little bit of a doofus guy that you went to visit, that you sort of almost, stalking is probably a strong word, but you went and sought him out, and tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the pinnacle scenes in the movie, and even as I watch it now, I cringe a little bit because I was getting a little ahead of myself because I actually kind of did just stalk this guy now that I realize it. But one of the things that shocked me was how much personal information people put on their Facebook page, and then how much they reveal to people that they don't know. So here I created a fake Facebook profile with a guy that didn't exist, with pictures that didn't exist, friended a whole bunch of people, and then as I was getting on their friend list, I could find things like where they went to school, where they worked, their phone number. So I called a bunch of people out of the blue and said, you just accepted my friend request, you even know who I am. And I could see all these things. And this one guy had posted not only his phone number, but his address. And it was, in the same city down in Van Nuys, and I thought, oh my God, I can't believe this guy has his address on his Facebook page. I just got to go pop down and see him. And so I drove down there, and the funny thing was I originally planned to sort of shoot a scene outside his house explaining that I was going to park here and wait to see if he came home, because it said this is his house. And even five minutes after I got there, I saw the guy walking out right in front of his yard.
All right, now wait, we're going to stop at that moment, and when we come back, find out what happens when Brand stalks a friend on Facebook. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities. Facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest today is Bran Pavlovic, who has done a really cool documentary called Why I'm Not on Facebook, and he's my guest. He's also kind of a pro at kind of shooting documentary. Well, this is your first documentary, but you do reality TV, right?
Yeah, I've been executive producing and creating reality TV shows for the last decade.
So was there any...
This was a wildly different experience.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, was there any overlap between shooting TV? I guess not, because one's in a studio, although a lot of live TV is not done.
No, I really thought there would be a lot of overlap. I thought my impressive skills and history would sort of really help me, but it was almost the opposite. Like, I was such a newbie at this kind of stuff, and it's such a different skill, and it was really humbling to learn how much goes into these. And, you know, I self-funded it and did a lot of it myself with just a couple of guys that sort of volunteered their time, and we went into it. And it's just different when you let the story follow itself. And like I said, I set out to make an anti-Facebook movie, and it turned out to be not that at all. And it really isn't a against Facebook movie. When it came out, it ended up being very balanced, and I had to follow that story, which was against my own narrative that I wanted. And, I mean, at the beginning, you sort of brought up some really similar points when you said, like, it leads to adultery. And I'd always said that, man, if I get on Facebook, it'll ruin my marriage. But the truth is, as you get into it, the Facebook, A, connects and dates and matches people up hundreds of times more than it breaks up marriages. You're far more likely to find a quality relationship on Facebook than you are to cause your relationship to fail. And what I found when I found people who blamed Facebook for the demise of their marriage is that their marriage was demised before Facebook.
Sure.
Facebook just helped them get out of it.
Yeah, I think it can backdoor it. I basically agree with you. As I said, my metaphor is kind of the tool, that a tool is either good nor bad. It's how you use it. But so you found your... I didn't want to leave people hanging. So you found your stalking victim. And the kind of the cool thing is that this guy that you were highly suspicious of because he put so much on Facebook sort of became a friend, right?
Well, what happened was is when I went up to him, it was sort of like, hey, I'm Steve Steele from Facebook. You friended me. I saw your address, but I'd come down and say hi. And he was a little stunned that someone showed up at his door, of course. But when I questioned him, I'm like, hey, do you think it's weird that you post all this stuff on Facebook? And the one line that he said that really affected me was like, well, no, it's like now we're already into it. Like, you know stuff about me. We can just go. And I was like, you're kind of right. Like, I kind of know things about you already. And it turns out, like, he was exactly what his profile on Facebook was. That was the guy I met. He was really fun. And it sort of shocked me into this, oh, my God, like, am I letting my sort of bias towards these bad things in Facebook color the tone of this movie? And then I had to really go back and look at, are there other elements that I'm missing? And,
all right, let me ask you a question.
I was always looking for that. Yes.
All right, so he was exactly who he appeared to be on Facebook, but you were not. So how did you deal with the fact of, I'm not really Steve Steele?
You know, he just didn't care. He liked having somebody to talk to and hang out with. He just,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure it helped that I wasn't some weirdo that just showed up there out of the blue. There was, you know, I had my documentary crew there so I could explain I'm not just some guy here trying to stalk you. I don't know how it would have gone if I was just sort of there by myself. That might have been a little weird, but...
Or he was a woman.
And we've hung out since.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I want to get to...
Fun guy, and I found that very unique.
All right, I want to get to one of the... I remember your chart, your flow chart, that said either there's something wrong with Facebook or there's something wrong with me. And you went into the documentary saying, okay, there's got to be something wrong with Facebook. And then you got to the point where you said, well, there isn't really anything wrong with Facebook, therefore it's wrong with me. And then you got Drew Pinsky to talk with you about it. He said, well, you have to be both narcissistic and insecure. And what does that really say about you? And I don't think that's fair. I wanted to, when I was watching the documentary, I thought, Drew, there are a whole lot of other interpretations of this. So, and I thought you bought into his analysis pretty quickly, which may have been accurate or may not have been, but I think there are other explanations about why people are or are not on Facebook. Or I know a lot of people who were on Facebook who weren't anymore. Which I think is another interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, I think that there's a sort of a scale and a balance. You know, you see a lot of people that use Facebook exactly the way it's designed. They have friends that they know. They connect with their family.
Yep.
They share moments and pictures and videos that are relevant to their friends and family. They don't share things that are inappropriate or shouldn't be public.
they go on there once in a while and update things. Like, there's a very natural, normal way a lot of people use Facebook. And then there's extremes on both sides. There are people that go on it every day, all day. And if you see that the 18-year-old that is that I have on there that is wildly...
She couldn't make eye contact with you.
Day,
she was amazing. That was
like,
depressing.
Really, like, could Facebook do this to my son? Is what I you know, was really concerned with. And then there's people like me who, ironically, were just as extreme about Facebook as this addicted girl was. I was pushing Facebook away with such an extreme passion that it just didn't make any sense. There was no reason for me to be so against Facebook. I certainly have the ability and the capability and the historical sort of good judgment to use it like a normal person. And so why I was pushing it away so drastically and so against it was something that in this movie I was not planning to confront, and I end up having to confront it because at the end of the day, when you're doing a documentary like this, you have to follow the story where it goes. And unfortunately, the story all led to what the hell's wrong with me?
Well, see, I disagreed. I didn't think there was anything wrong with you, and maybe it's because we shared the same bias going in. I just think that we can choose to be public or not. We can choose to... For me, for example, people... Because my nieces and nephews are all on Facebook, which I think is fine. But as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like getting an e-vite or an e-card for your birthday. As far as I'm concerned, the people I care about, I'll pick up the phone and call and say, happy birthday, or do you want to come for dinner? The rest, it's... You know, I think we've gotten to such a minimal level of how we expect people to interact, and I don't think Facebook caused it. I think as that it may speed up the process or may allow us to feel comfortable about it. And so my concern is not that there's something wrong with you if you're not on Facebook. My issue is sort of what the documentary says, is that what it does is here's my theory of September 11th, which is not the same as Facebook, but whoever you were on September 10th, you're just going to be more on the 12th. I think whoever you are before Facebook is just going to exaggerate on Facebook. So if you tend to be reclusive,
yes, that is exactly right.
If you're going to be a narcissist, if you're going to be needy, if you're going to be... So for those of us who are intensely private, Facebook is kind of a skull and crossbone, not because it's evil, but because it's so public. Listen, folks, go see... First of all, Brent is a cute guy. I think that's what's called men cute. He's an attractive man.
Well,
go see why I'm on Facebook.
I'll take
tell me, you can call up and tell me what you think. Brent, thanks so much for sharing your perception.
Absolutely.
With us. I'm not telling people how it is.
I want to know if I'm going to end up being Joy's Pick of the Week. That's my real concern at this point.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Play your cards.
Right now.
All right, give me your folks' number.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.